Your wife called me last week. She asked me for help with a small problem. You see, she's been rather frustrated and unhappy lately, and she just didn't know what to do or where to turn. Poor dear, she's just about at the end of her rope, and she was really hoping I'd know what to do about the issue. Oh, the issue? You already know most of it, don't you? The issue is what you have in your pants. Or more accurately, what you don't exactly have in your pants. You know what I'm talking about. You have to. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? You have a very small cock, and it's simply not adequate for your wife. She wanted me to break the news to you gently, but I'm not really that fond of the gentle letdown, so let me be blunt. Your cock is too small to give your wife the amazing sex she so richly deserves. You're too little to fill her, to stretch her, to give her orgasm after orgasm and leave her wrung out, limp, and exhausted. In fact, not only is your cock too small by far, you come too fast. There's only one possible solution to this problem. Since your cock is too small and you come too fast, your wife needs to have unfettered access to a nice, big, long, thick, hard, long-lasting, awesome cock. And you can help her out! All you have to do is sit in the corner and watch. Just be quiet and watch while your wife and her new lover have the amazing sex that you can't give her. If you simply must participate, you can suck his cock first to get it hard for her. Should you prove to be a very good husband, you could even eat his cum out of her pussy. Wouldn't you love a nice warm cream pie served hot and salty straight from your wife's pussy? Taste her pleasure, his salty cum. Eating cum should be your newest hobby, along with scoping out big cock for your beloved wife. After all these years putting up with your small penis, she deserves to have a nice big cock. You should make this happen for her. You can follow my blog at www.fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for your guide to your new cuckold lifestyle, Miss Harper.